Saturday morning, how are you? This is Trina and it is something for the weekend. And I really do mean how are you, because today we're talking to Bill Vaughan, who is from Mental Health Ireland. And Bill, this week in particular, we have had so many messages in from listeners who are really struggling this week between COVID, the first week back in January, everything that's going on in the news. It's been a really difficult one.
Yeah, it certainly has, Trina. And I suppose the reasons for that are, you've got to kind of ask the people themselves why it's so complicated and so many different reasons. But I'm sure part of it would be the fact that we're just after Christmas period, where maybe people have a chance just to kind of maybe put COVID out of their mind for a day or two. And, you know, then usually this time of year, it's all about kind of new clean slate and new resolutions and optimism and hope. But, you know, what do we find? We find the COVID cloud still with us. And if anything, the news is getting a bit glummer at the minute. That's tough for us all to take.
How do we mind ourselves then if you're feeling particularly down this week and you're feeling, do you know what, I don't even want to get out of the bed? I mean, at what point should you be getting concerned? Because we all get down, don't we? But at what point do you need to maybe talk to somebody?
That's a very good question. What I would say is if the usual day-to-day things are becoming overwhelming. The basics, getting up out of bed, is becoming a constant struggle. If personal hygiene, taking showers, brushing teeth, if you know that the motivation to do that is gone, if the kind of healthy feelings that you would have, like love for partners, love for kids, if you've got kids, love for life, if you find that that's gone, really, for any of us, it's nothing to do with the weakness. It just means that you need help, whether that's talking, first of all, to friends of that, or going the formal route to your GP, but that's really the way you should be going. It's like if you have a broken leg, you need to go and get someone who knows how to fix it, rather than think it's going to mend itself. Our mental health is no different.
These things, though, for people who don't normally suffer from mental health, this can pass as well. So at what point do you need to go and see somebody? Like, would it be after a month of it? Or because we all get a bad day or a bad week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would say if it's at the level that I was talking there, definitely within a week, be proactive, do something about it.
Okay.
Whether that's starting to tell people close to your family members of that, just talking out the emotional part of it, the feelings of hopelessness, the feelings of worry, the feelings of fear, to try to get them out of your head and get other people's opinions, and then be open-minded to listen to see what advice is coming back from the people around you. So I wouldn't let that go more than a week. Another thing that I think is very important to say, I work also with the National Office of Suicide Prevention. I would deliver the courses in suicide awareness. And an indicator, if things are getting so difficult that you are having thoughts, even if it's just fleeting thoughts of ending your life, you know, that things have become too overwhelming, that is a very strong indicator to do something immediately, talk immediately. Okay. You know, and again, that's not a sign of weakness. It's not even a sign that there's something long-term seriously wrong with your mental health. It means that at the minute, life is overwhelming and there's no point in really trying to struggle on with that yourself, that you need help, and anyone in that position needs help. So, you know, even if you think that one of your family members or someone you know is struggling to that level, there is absolutely nothing wrong in asking a person, do you feel that bad that you would be having thoughts of ending things? Okay. In your life.
Bill, although mental health is becoming an issue that so many people are talking about these days compared to, you know, 5, even 4 years ago, there's a great deal of awareness now. There are still some people who feel, oh, I'm not going to be one of those people who has a mental health problem, because they automatically think they'll throw me in somewhere, or they're afraid of that stigma that's attached to it, especially in the workplace, I guess. Are some people afraid to come and get the help?
On a personal level, yes, I think so, Trina. And when I say personal level, I mean for all of us. It's okay talking about mental health in a general sense. And there's not a day goes past when you don't hear mental health either be talked about by the media or you see it in the written media. But when it comes to talking about our own health, that's a different matter. There's still many people who find it uncomfortable talking about a private part of themselves, because we all see our own mental health as kind of quite private. And that's fine if the private side of ourselves is all going well. You know, we don't mind talking, but it's whenever we start to think there's something wrong with us, there is still that stigma around, well, God, it's tough enough for me feeling like this, but I don't want anyone else to know I'm feeling like this.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole problem starts. And the whole area of awareness is crucial. In the last, if you could say, 3 or 4 generations, life is becoming more technical and speeding up in a lot of ways. But the big negative side of that is around the whole area of self-awareness and self-reflection. And they are two things that are crucial to our mental health. And for many people, they're losing the art of self-reflection. With that then comes all the problems related to mental health, like lower confidence, stress-related problems, sleep problems, anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, if we look around us, if, you know, if you look at even national indicators, like prescriptions that have been given for anxiety-related problems, depression, if you look at stress-related problems, absenteeism at work, family breakup, we all could do with slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
So to sum it up, that's the way of sum it up. We could all do. And in a funny way, you can hear that now in some respects, people saying that the one advantage of the whole COVID experience now is that it has forced people to slow down their lives a bit, and they've noticed a benefit in that. Some people, I'm not saying that for everyone, obviously,
yeah.
But there are some people who have become aware that they've got in touch with a kind of counter side to themselves that they wouldn't have noticed before the whole COVID came along. A brilliant book that I read recently, Matthew McConaughey, the old All Right, man himself, has a fantastic book out, which is a very entertaining read, but covers a whole subject of self-awareness and mental health in a brilliant way.
Oh, okay. Keep an eye out for that one. Matthew McConaughey, the actor who we all know.
Yeah.
It's very hard as well, Bill, isn't it, to say to somebody who might get in touch, worried about their mental health, to say to someone, everything will be grand if, for example, their business has been closed or they don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage. And we don't really know the end date for when things will be back to normal, if they ever get back to normal. A lot of people have had to close their business and the stress is unbelievable. How do you talk somebody through that and tell them that it's going to be okay in the end?
Yeah. The first thing I would do is I wouldn't go up to the person and tell them that everything's going to be okay, because if someone came up to me, if I was in that situation, that would just be like putting petrol on fire. What I would try to do is just to try to get that person to open up and talk about how stressed they are. Let them do the talking, because as well as all the problems of having business folding, financial problems are all out there. At the core is the emotional effect that all that is having on the person.
Mm.
The crucial thing to help a person in that very, very difficult situation, I think, initially, is to help them and encourage them to open up around the effect that losing their business is having on them. As long as we have our health and the basics, everything after that will sort itself out.
Yeah. Damien Farrelly, actually, one of our DJs here, he's very optimistic, very, you know, optimistic person. And he always says, do you have heat in your house? Do you have food in the press? If you have that, everything will be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm. I remember someone saying to me at a course I was on once that I would much rather spend my adult life on the dole and be happy than be rich and be miserable.
Bill,
if we have our health.
Well, this is it. It's been so hard, though, as well. Not just the financial issues that people have faced, but it's not seeing the family and not being able, even being able to go for a drink or a coffee with your pals. You know, it's had such a knock-on effect. Can you leave us with some tips on how to mind ourselves, any activities that maybe we could do over the next while to feel a bit better about ourselves?
Well, first, could I say that Mental Health Ireland website has been updated regularly to add relevant information in coping with these tough times in mental health. So if people want to go on to the Mental Health Ireland website, they'll get lots of information there, practical information in dealing with looking after our mental health and doing the best we can in these tough times. So if they would like to go on to that, that would be the first thing I would say. Secondly, what I find myself that helps is exercise, just out walking. I'm not talking about climbing mountains. I'm not talking about doing marathons. Simply out walking to clear the head and just get the muscles going. Meditation. I find meditation fantastic. I would love to say I do it every day, but I wouldn't be that disciplined. But I do find it does bring down my stress levels. You have your five ways to well-being, which is just connecting, you know, staying connected with people, activity, just learning to stay in the moment, doing something to keep busy, something that you're interested in, so keep learning, and getting involved, giving something to the people around you, to community around you. The important thing about that is doing it in an unconditional way, not expecting things back. Researchers say that is very good for our overall mental health. You know, to become passionate about your own mental health, I think, is a very good message to give people. It can be easy to take it for granted, but we have to work at looking after ourselves.
I think that's a very good point, Bill, about living in the moment instead of worrying about what will come tomorrow or the next day or the next day. We don't know what's going to happen the next day or the next day. So there's no point in worrying about something that might never happen.
Yeah, we have. One of the things we've added onto the website, people might be interested in, which is very good, is looking at what's within our control circle, inside my control, and what's not inside my control. And when you see that visually in front of you, it kind of helps you to see, right, well, the news, I can do nothing about the news. I'm not in government. So if I sit here worrying about COVID fingers going up and down, I can't really do anything about it. All I can do is look at, well, personally, what's in my control, you know. So staying in the house, not breaking COVID guidelines or that will help me, and that will help people around me, like my family and people in my close community. That's something I can do. And looking at different things like that are within my control, that helps me feel more grounded in myself and helps me feel that I'm in control, at least in control of some of my life. Where if we don't do that, like if I sat and watched the news morning to night, I wouldn't be here now. It would just be a tsunami of worry and stress, you know, whereas I find now that I just limit my time. I get the basic news for the day, listen to it once, and that'll do me.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for talking to us today. There is Bill Vaughan from Mental Health Ireland. And what is the website there if anyone wants to have a look? Because I know a lot of people are struggling. Give us the website address.
The website is mentalhealthireland.ie.
Thanks so much, Bill. Take care of yourself now. This is Something for the Weekend.
Thank you,
it's Classic Hits.